Johnny, how was the bye week? Obviously, you had a good time watching your former team, Texas A&M, get the win.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to go back to Jerry World. Had a good memory in that stadium myself, and just get back and see Coach Sumlin, see him, all the teammates and all those guys, and then for come out, get a win in overtime, keep it moving in SEC play. It was great.
How's it to be back now, getting back to work? Was there anything that you focused on over the bye week as a point of emphasis for something you do improve on?
Yeah, it was me continuing to go over what we had game plan for Tennessee, continuing to get in the groove of going through the weekly schedule, even though we had a little bit of time to get away and relax. So got a chance to relax, see a great college football game, watch football again on Sunday, and then get back here and ready to go for the week again.
Before the season, you said maybe you weren't fully comfortable with the offense. How comfortable are you now?
Yeah, getting better and better as it goes on. I mean, I think I'm continuing to try and put as much time as I need to get better and working out here on the field to try and improve and reach the goal that I want to have towards the end of this year, and that's just to be a better quarterback.
It seems like you and Brian have really kind of had a relationship that's blossomed as this season's gone on. How's that been?
That's been better. I mean, I'm trying to do as much as I can, whatever I can do to try and help him, what he doesn't see. And really just try and make this offense a little bit better, and even though I'm not physically doing it on the field.
After that big catch, are you going to get some more reps out at wide receiver now, showing off like that?
I don't think so. I think the flag pretty much ended my career there.